Wait a minute. Here's a hotline call. Hold on.
Good morning. You're on the hotline of the Mason-Dixon line of the Big 79.
Mason Lee Dixon.
Yes, Jim Miller.
What are you doing?
I'm sitting here wondering where my relief is.
See, you learned to appreciate me.
I appreciate you, Jim.
Never late.
You were never late.
Yeah, sober.
Always in here sober, early. Maybe brought me a beer once or twice, so I wouldn't admit it to the... That's right. Where's this, the Shelbyville Flash? Where is he?
Oh, man. Maybe you ought to call Mr. Randolph.
I will call Mr. Randolph immediately, if not sooner.
I think he would sound good at 3 o'clock in the morning.
John would come in, though. You definitely know that.
I know.
He'd fire me for having all these visitors in here.
No.
You don't think he would?
No.
Okay. Mr. Myers would, though. No, Mr. Myers. Yes, we're on the air in living color.
Are we?
Yes. Mr. Miller, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, will be taking over the Mason-Dixon line come tomorrow evening.
What am I going to do, Mace?
What do you want to do, Jim?
Kill myself.
No, you don't want to kill yourself.
I'll never make it.
Yes, you will, Jim. Yes, you will. We're all behind you.
Are you?
Yes.
You're going to come down tomorrow night, aren't you?
I'm going to call from my house as we pack and move everything out. The packers will be there.
You are going to stop by so I can say goodbye to you.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
By the way, Jim... One of the listeners tonight thought that you were coming in because I led the people to believe that you would be in. And we'd like to know about the latest giveaway.
The latest giveaway?
The latest giveaway here at the Big 79.
I never will forget the time we gave away that, what's that thing called out there? That tricycle, what is it?
Yes, it's a cub. Yes, the cub. It's like a go-kart, except it's got three wheels.
Well, I never will forget it. We gave away one.
Yeah.
I come down there tickled to death. Just tickled to death. Had his wife and kids with him.
Mm-hmm.
He had three kids, by the way. He only had two with him.
Keep going.
Came down there and jumped on it. Put it, you know, he just revved it up there and took off. Well, the first thing you know, two kids fell over the back. They were killed instantly. He ran it into... W.T. Grant's over there.
Yeah.
Killed he and his wife, which wasn't too bad. And then the other kid came down to claim the bodies, and he was hit by a semi. Pays to listen to the Big 79.
Like you always say, Jim, it pays to listen to the Big 79. I'm going to miss you.
I'll miss you too, Mace.
I'll see you. I'll drop down before I go.
Please do.
Take care, Jim.
Okay, pal.
Bye-bye. Bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line. We're going to extend this. We're just going to extend it, Nance, right on to forever until Mr. Stephen Cook gets in.
Yeah.
There's a hotline call. Hold on. I'll put you on hold, and I'll be right back to you. Hello there. Is this Steve Cook?
No, it's not.
Who's this?
George.
Hello, George.
I would love to relieve you, but I'm working myself, and I can't...
Where are you working now?
My second job.
Your second job. You're not over at WFIA.
Not at the present time, but I'll be heading there this morning. I just want to say, Kim Savvy, take care of yourself.
Listen, why don't you stop in? I'm gonna get all the guys from all the other stations that are my friends, and we're all gonna get down here. We're all gonna work the show for the rest of the morning.
Well, that'll be interesting.
Right. We'll all do a break, you know, swap off, and I have all my friends are here this morning, and we'll all just kind of do a thing. We'll get Mike Fest to set his drums up out in the lobby, do a couple of solos. We can all hum in a Gotta DeVita till it gets to the drum solo part, and then Mike can take off from there.
I hope so. If nothing else, we can always call in somebody that you and I both know from Lexington.
Right.
He seems to believe he can take over the job.
Canty, George.
Well, listen, take care. I'll try to get by if I can. And,
if not, you know where St. Louis is. You're a big boy now. I think you can point your machine in that direction.
I'll be working there, so I'll keep in touch. Where are you going to be out there?
KXOK, 6:30 on your dial.
Okay, we'll be out to see you.
High atop the slums of St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, listen, you take care of yourself. We'll be by to see you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Oh, Mason.
Hello, who's this?
This is Ricky.
Hello, Ricky. Glad I got to talk to you this morning.
Yeah.
It's 19 after 2. It's 20 after 2 right now. And what are we supposed to be doing? We don't have any commercials. No, we're just talking on the radio. We're waiting for our relief to get here.
Yeah, I was wondering what your real name is.
Dave Bratcher.
Your real name is Dave
mm-hmm.
Bratcher, huh?
Yeah. I've mentioned that a couple of times.
Well,
that turns out to be a what is it, an 8, babe? Is that? My wife is out there looking at Georgia Johnson's address book. Georgia is trying to marry Ricky Nelson.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's been trying to marry him for a number of years.
Well, I just wanted to ask you if you remember the time that Wacky gave away the 3 cases of cold beer.
Well, 3 cases of cold beer? No, I don't. What happened?
The fella came down to pick it up, tickled to death, drank all 3 of them out the back of the big 79 within 15 minutes. Stone drunk, he got in his car and drove it off a cliff and was killed instantly. And all they ever found was a case of broken beer bottles with the Wacky Loves You sticker on it.
Jim Miller, appreciate that. That's good. Write that up and send that in to Jim.
So when you're out there in no man's land or wherever you're going, always remember, it pays to listen to the gigantic 79.
Thank you very much, Ricky. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Hello there. Who's this?
This is your dear friend.
Hello, Duke.
How are you, Mace?
I'm heartbroken. I thought I was not going to get to see you before I left. How have you been, Bill?
Oh, fine, baby.
I'm glad you called.
Hey, we're going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you. The old pirate, I thought you'd be down tonight to talk with me for a while, to counsel.
Well, I can't stand those tear-dropping occasions.
Well, I know how it is. I'm sitting here thinking, what am I going to do without the Duke of Louis? You know who, of course, is going to be my immediate superior out there.
Who is it?
Mr. Mort Crowley.
Mort Crowley.
Right, do you know him?
Good man, oh yeah.
Yeah, he was morning man out there and up there in that, I hate to mention this word at this time of the morning, Chicago.
You'll like him.
May I say this in front of the audience while you're on the line?
Don't embarrass me.
I'm not going to embarrass you, Mr. Bailey. Mr. Bailey is one of the most talented people that I know on the face of God's green earth.
Oh, come on.
Mr. Bailey, now just be quiet, sir. Mr. Bailey is the talented artist of the Big 79, though only when the spirit grabs him. And I think that you people should consider yourselves lucky that the old Duke of Louisville is planted right here.
Hey, give Mort my best when you get up there.
I definitely will.
And tell Pat that we'll miss her, too.
Well, listen, Bill, when are you going to get out to see me?
Well, maybe it'll be soon. I haven't taken a vacation yet.
I know that.
I haven't planned anything.
Well, I figured maybe you'd be going west.
I've never spent too much time in that city. I've been through there a couple of times.
The pioneers didn't either. They just went right onto the coast.
I think you'll enjoy living there. I know you'll like working for Mort.
Well, I'm glad you called, Duke, because I didn't know whether I'd get back down in the mornings enough, you know, because I never get out of bed before 3 in the afternoon.
Was that that alky Jim Miller that called you a minute ago?
Yes, it was. Did you hear the young man doing the imitation tragedy story there?
Yeah.
You started something. We must give credit where credit is due. Mr. Bill Bailey gave birth to these tragic stories.
It pays to listen.
Can you tell us the first one you told?
Oh, man, I don't remember. I told
the one about the clock radio.
The clock radio.
Remember? The clock, let me turn the pot off the air. Go ahead, Bill.
No.
They want to hear that one.
Oh, man, that's sick.
No, it's not.
I can only tell those things at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Hey, look, we'll miss you, Mason.
Thank you, Bill.
And when you get there, let us know how you're establishing yourself.
Definitely.
I know, of course, you'll be number one.
Thank you.
There's only one way to be, and that's number one.
Thank you, Bill. I hope I can make it.
And maybe I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Mason.
Bye-bye. WAKY.
This is Kay Clark.
Hello, Kay. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
This is going to be the longest Mason-Dixon line on the face of the earth.
It's the first time I've been on.
Hey, it's the first time you've been on. This is my last time on. We got something in common tonight.
I've heard you so many times, you know.
Well, Jim Miller's going to be taking over. And, you know, I keep trying to get on and talk with Jim.
He's talking about the Geronimo?
Yes. Did you find the sub-branch?
Well, it was Comancheros.
Yeah.
Is what it was?
Well, you're close. I'll give you, Comancheros was a different thing. They were renegades, and they were all different races, and they kind of lived in the Texas Panhandle or thereabouts, and they were part Comanches, and there were some black dudes that rode with them, and a lot of Mexicans, and a lot of renegade white dudes, and they were strange people, to say the least. They were the renegades.
Comancheros.
Yeah, they had some Apaches that rode with them and some Comanches also.
Was that Crazy Horse or...
No, that Crazy Horse is Dakota. He's, or Sioux. Yeah, he was Oglala Sioux, yeah.
Well, I thought I had it there.
Well, that's close.
Well, I sure like to hear your program, and I wish we could hear a long time more.
Well, thanks for calling. I'm glad you felt that way, and it's, you know, I'm sorry this is your first night on.
Yeah.
Wish you could have been on earlier.
Yeah. But I got on tonight, and that's all that matters. And I want to wish you best of luck.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Nance.
Well...
You didn't think I was going to get back to you, did you?
No, I was sitting there waiting.
Yeah, I can get back to you now because we're going to keep it going until Steve gets here.
No one, you know, they wasn't making didn't. And I don't make you more than me. Oh, boy.
Well, I've got your address, and I'll be in touch.
Yeah.
I'll let you know how I'm doing.
But the one problem, see, I never got down on it, right? See, and my mother had a big, meeting, out here, about four, how many people? 20. There were like 20 people right here.
Wow.
I just hide older.
Well, listen, Nance, I'm going to have to run. I got another hotline call, and maybe it's my relief.
I hope to see you someday, so...
You take care.
I keep the top with me.
All right, take care of those kittens for me.
What?
Take care of those kittens for me.
Okay. Wait a minute, I want to say something.
Okay.
You're real busy. I want to thank you for being so kind and patient with Nancy.
Oh, Nancy's a good friend.
Yes, and she's sure we'll both miss you.
We're going to miss you, too.
There's no generation gap, I guess.
No.
This old lady's listening with us.
Well, I tell you what, I always said it to a friend of mine, we were talking the other day. The people that get along the best in this society
yes.
are the people who are over 50 and under 20.
Yes.
They understand each other
yes.
explicitly,
yes.
and that's exactly the way I feel. The rest of us have definite problems getting along, but I think those two generations are closer together
yep.
than anyone might suspect.
Well, I think you have many talents. Did you ever consider being a minister?
You know, something someone told me that one time.
Yes.
Nancy's laughing. She knows me better.
She's unpredictable. You never know what she's going to say.
She's a Gemini.
Yes. But I wish you much success, and we're sorry we didn't get to see the baby and meet your wife.
Well.
But take good care of your health, because you're so talented. You can do so many things.
Oh, yeah.
Be good for everybody.
Thank you very much. Take care and have a very good day.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
I finally made it.
Hello, Ann.
Fine.
I'm glad you got on. I need to see you later this week before I go to St. Louis because I have some records and things.
Well, I wanted to tell you, for the last 11 and a half months, I have enjoyed your program. And when the chips is down, it's been a great inspiration to me. And I'm sorry to see you late, but I wish you the very best. And take care.
Thank you very much, Ann. I'll be in touch with you in the next couple of days before I go.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Mason.
Hello, who's this?
This is Leon.
Hello, Leon. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, pretty good. I listen to you, or have been every night. Well, until 7 o'clock in the morning, 6:30. And I've tried to get, I want to ask you to do me a favor now, if you will.
Sure.
There's one song that I've been trying to get them to play now for about 3 days. And boy, they have never gotten it on.
Okay. Which one is that?
That Candida.
Candida by Dawn.
Right.
Let me all look in the little files here, get Mr. Bass or someone to look it up and see if we can find it. If we've got it, we'll get it on for you.
Well, it has been played on there, but I've requested it, and we never could get it played since then.
Well, they may have not have recorded it. Yeah, there it is, Marty. 3:36. Run that record over here, and we'll lay it on them in between talks here.
Okay, and then sure appreciate it if you will get that on there, and we're going to hate to see you leave.
Well, it's going to be kind of a strange thing for me. Like the guy said with the cards, greed and avarice has got the better of me. But I think that maybe I can go west and do some good. And then, you know, I don't know if I'll ever come back or not. It's going to depend. I can't say right now because this is kind of a challenge to me.